Now, going back to the Bristol murder story, in the last few minutes it has emerged that ITV News has been banned from press conferences by the Avon and Somerset police, apparently because they didn't like something ITV News broadcast last evening. This is part of Geraint Vincent's report.
There are more flowers by the roadside now and more reasons to wonder whether this inquiry has followed procedure.
I would have expected to come along here and seen absolutely nothing. Certainly nothing that could, DNA could be taken from. There's a bottle there, there's another bottle there.
The piece featured an interview with a former police officer, Mark Williams-Thomas, who was critical of the police inquiry thus far. Now, the police have now, we did ask them to join us, but they've declined, but they did send us a statement, and they told us that they had now made a complaint to Ofcom in respect of what they describe as unfair, naive and irresponsible reporting. Well, I'm joined by Editor-in-Chief of ITV News, Dave Mannion. Dave, many thanks for joining us. What do you make of the Avon and Somerset Police's suggestion that your reporting was unfair, naive and irresponsible?
Well, see, first of all, could I take this opportunity to offer my condolences to the family, particularly the parents of Jo? What we're dealing with here is the murder of a young woman. And the most important thing is to find the perpetrator of that heinous crime. So I'm sad that we're having to have this conversation at all. But there is an issue which goes beyond the accuracy of one report. It's about the freedom of the press, and that is presumably why you invited me on today.
Well, what do you make of their suggestion that your report was unfair, naive and irresponsible?
Well, we stand by our story, but I also stand by the procedure which the Chief Constable has now done. If he has a complaint, there's a route to take that complaint. He could write to me, or, as he has done now, he could write to the regulator complaining. And if Ofcom decide to uphold that complaint, we will respect its findings. That's the issue here. The issue here is, in the interim period, we cannot have a situation where legitimate members of the press are summarily banned from press conferences, which we are legitimately entitled to be at. And that's what happened this morning before the complaint to Ofcom was made.
Do you think it was fair to criticise a police inquiry, you know, obviously being conducted in difficult circumstances, only running for 12 days, in the terms that your reporter did last night, on the basis of evidence from one former policeman?
Yeah. Well, Steve, forgive me, but I'm not going to get into the rights and wrongs of that. As I've said, if he has a complaint, the Chief Constable has a complaint, which he says he has, he's now done the correct thing. He's written to Ofcom about it. He should not, however, institute a ban on a legitimate news organisation from attending a press conference. And I might add, some people might find that a bit irresponsible, given that the press conference was held to get maximum publicity for the fact that one of Joe's socks had gone missing. Now, we go out to millions of people who might not have seen that because of this summary ban on our cameras and our reporter.
How did you
That's
find
the issue that I think is the important one here, not whether our story was accurate. Of course, we stand by our story, and if they wish to complain about it, they're going now about it the correct way. And I hope this matter can be resolved quickly, because the most important thing here, as I've said, is to find the killer of Joe.
How did you find out that you'd been banned?
When we turned up at the press conference this morning.
So you weren't you weren't formally told?
No. We inquired as to why we were banned, and an email was sent from a press officer to one of our correspondents.
Has this happened to you before?
Not in this particular arena, no. I mean, there have been occasions before where we've been banned from NVEDS by the MOD, which they subsequently completely suggested was the wrong action to take. But that was quite a while ago, not connected with this case in any way.
Did you, in going back to the item for a second, I know that you don't want to discuss the detail, but just in terms of the matter, the principle, the way you did it, did you approach the police for comment before the item was broadcast?
Yes, we did, Steve. Of course we did.
And did they, what did they say?
Well, I don't know what they said because they didn't answer. We made numerous attempts to speak to them yesterday evening from 5 p.m. onwards. I don't know how many times we called various people, but it was something between 8 and 10. We didn't get a single response at all. However, in the light of that, I think this is quite important. Our reporter then caveated the report by saying, and I quote, there may be good reasons why certain routine inquiries may not have been followed.
Okay.
So we put in the caveat because we could not get a response, despite numerous attempts to do so, from Avon and Somerset Police.
Dave Mannion, many thanks indeed for joining us.